Wilfred Hukanuza is the chief of the Denetah First Nation. He joins us on the line today. Wilfred, thank you very much for joining us. Chief, I ask, the Denetah First Nation, the community of Chate, was evacuated for a little while because of wildfires. I ask you, how good is it to come home?
Well, today, some members are happy to be home, but unfortunately, there is a concern for some of our members that have respiratory problems, or some of our seniors that might have some health complications. Like today, I went to Chate this morning, and the smoke around that area was really thick. The visibility was approximately about maybe 1 kilometer.
Unfortunately, as I mentioned, Chief, people were away on evacuation order. In your estimation, how was everybody treated while they were away?
Well, the staff did a lot of work, and we had some volunteers, paid volunteers, to do work in everything that individual families needed, like providing security, food, accommodation, sewage services, and water services. And then a lot of, I appreciate a lot of help that we got from industries, the local businesses from high level, the hotels, and Friendship, Native Friendship Center, the North Peace Tribal Council. There is just a lot to mention. So I might have now mentioned some. But if I did, they know who they are, and I appreciate their help very much during the time of need.
Yeah, that's a good question I ask, Chief, or the next question I was going to ask, Chief. With towns like High Level, Rainbow Lake, and the First Nations and surrounding communities in and around Chate and within the Denetah First Nation, how good was it having everybody work together, especially in an emergency situation like this?
Well, not everything ran smoothly during this type of event because sometimes people get misinformed. The communication does not seem to reach everybody. And then it becomes to a point where there's confusion. And then the operation of the EMT kind of get pushed aside, and then people will go to leadership for information or advice. And many times in this situation, leadership is there to support the EMT. And EMT operation kind of takes over emergency situation to ensure that everybody's needs are met. So there was a little bit of confusion there. But other than that, the turnout was okay. Nobody got hurt during this evacuation. That was really thankful for that.
Chief, I also ask, I'm sure, or at least I'm assuming, that there are emergency plans in place with the Denetah First Nations and with the surrounding communities that have to that happen to be in place. In your estimation, Chief, will those plans be reviewed, or will new plans come in place when the emergency calms down a little bit?
Well, that plan, we have that in place. It's been in place for quite a number of years. Prior to me coming on board, it was there already. And it was reviewed before. And I think, you know, with every situation like this, the council will probably have to review this current one.
Chief, I ask, now that everybody's back home and back home safely, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, what is next on the to-do list in the Dene Top First Nations?
At the moment, not all has returned to Chate. We still have maybe a few that is behind because of health issues. Mm-hmm. And once they return, one of the things that is being done is that when they were away, there was no electricity, and there is groundwater that must have crept into some of the basement. Mm. So the basement is damaged, so it needs to be repaired. And what the crews are doing now is that they're taking out the drywall from the basement, dry the walls, and replace the walls mm-hmm. with drywall, and so on.
Do you think everything will be coming back to normal, hopefully sooner rather than later?
Yes. I think one thing that is kind of hanging over the community is the smoke. Mm-hmm. Once that clears, things should become back to normal.
Wilfred Hukanuza is the chief of the Dene Top First Nation. Wilfred, I appreciate your time. Hi. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.